Random Samplings of a Logical Mind. I'm Lynn Woolley. Issue 1. Uncle Joe's been president for a while now. How's he doing? One word. Disaster. In fact, here at Random Samplings, we've coined a term for what Biden is doing to the country. Instead of MAGA, he's giving us MAMA, Make America Miserable Again. What kind of a leader kills thousands of jobs as his first act? Well, Biden, when he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. But he got a twofer, outraging people in both the U.S. and Canada. He got us back into the worthless but likely expensive Paris Climate Accords. He's bungled the COVID vaccine rollout and taken credit for Trump's warp speed. He's opened the border and started, putting unaccompanied children into cages. Even a Democrat mayor along the border is begging him to stop flooding Texas with migrants. At least he's keeping the terrorist regime in Iran at bay. Issue 2. There's way too much free speech out there. Democrats can't be this dumb, can they? They've sent letters to cable companies and other carriers demanding they deplatform Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax. They're gearing up to take down talk radio as well. What First Amendment? What freedom of speech? And what about CNN? That network is a 24-hour cornucopia of disinformation, all designed to slander conservatives and boost liberalism. And yes, Dems can be dumb. One of their witnesses on right-wing disinformation is Soledad O'Brien, who is famous for spreading, well, disinformation, like the Jussie Smollett hoax, the Russian collusion hoax, and the nasty smear against the kids from Covington High. She's a left-wing nut job, perfect for testifying at a left-wing disinformation hearing. But beware, Dems may be crazy, but they are in power. Issue 3. This is a job for Superman. The Man of Steel is likely one of the three best-known fictional characters in the universe, along with Tarzan and Sherlock Holmes. For decades, he's been a symbol of hope, of truth, justice, and the American way. That's one of the reasons producers say they have brought him back to the small screen. The show is called Superman and Lois and had its premiere on the CW network. Tyler Hoechlin stars as the Man of Tomorrow, with Elizabeth Tulloch as Lois. The pilot was well done, showing Clark and Lois with twins living in Smallville and Superman saving the world at least once a week. The story is fun, Superman's super feats are state of the art, and the two stars are likable enough. Superman is portrayed as a good father, honest as Abe, and a genuine American. It's worth a look. Stay tuned for more Random Samplings of a Logical Mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.